I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, the 24th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. Tim has a day off today. I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, we have a few clouds and 28 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Coaches and student athletes are finally moving forward on winter sports after a time of uncertainty and anxiety. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, with the moratorium lifted now on extracurricular activities, sports like basketball, drill, swimming, and wrestling can begin practices and tryouts today, and competition can begin in early December. One coach told the Provo Daily Herald he had boys coming into his classroom every day asking if or when they could play. Governor Herbert announced the latest public health order will require COVID testing every other week for the high school sports. A positive test result means isolation. Club sports and rec leagues will have to check for symptoms and ask about COVID-19 exposure. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The family of an 81-year-old woman hospitalized with COVID-19 is praising the actions of a nurse they say went above and beyond. As soon as Betty Nana Donaldson was diagnosed with coronavirus, she was rushed to the ICU without her family ever having a chance to see her.
It is so painful not to be able to hold your mom's hand and say goodbye. And we almost had to say goodbye.
Deanne Turn says when her mom was leaving the ICU after 11 days, a nurse made sure to let family know she would be passing a certain door. As Donaldson was wheeled by, 25 family members were there waving. That's extraordinary. Healthcare workers are trying to find new ways to help COVID-19 patients who don't have any other place to go. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports one assisted living center is converting one of their facilities to house people who test positive.
Mindy Hill understands what it feels like to get COVID-19. She had a fever of 102 degrees for 12 days.
Mind you, I was working graveyards and burning the candle at all ends, taking care of COVID patients while I had COVID.
She's the founder of the Covington Assisted Living Centers, and she converted one of the buildings of Covington Village into a 16-room facility for people who test positive. They can have more interaction with others, avoiding the isolation, which is hard enough for older people. So far, she has only accepted patients from her facilities, but she is willing to open up rooms to the general public.
After the pandemic, we'll just switch back to having it be assisted living.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Nurses around the country are worried about the compounding effect COVID-19 is having on the quality of health care. Oregon Nurses Association President Linda Pond says the flood of coronavirus patients could make it difficult for other patients who need emergency care.
The cases in this state are just going up and up and up every single day. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
New cases are up 70% in Oregon over the past 2 weeks. Los Angeles County is hitting another record number of new COVID-19 cases. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Health officials here in LA County are now telling the 10 million residents of the county that they should not have Thanksgiving with anybody outside of their household, even outdoors, as numbers here rising rapidly. On Monday, the county reporting over 6,100 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. County supervisors will today discuss a full stay-at-home order.
A Utah company has invented a software system to help state governments track how they distribute the coronavirus vaccine.
Getting it to the right people at the right time, knowing what you have or don't have for vaccines, and then being able to forecast who needs it and who has had it and who hasn't.
Simplest CEO Ryan Westwood says the software will protect patient privacy. No one has bought the program yet, but he hopes they hope to start talks with several states soon. The federal government has recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the election. The move came after the Trump campaign suffered yet more legal and procedural defeats in an effort to overturn the results in several battleground states. The Associated Press reports senior aides in recent days encouraged the president to allow the transition to begin, saying he didn't need to concede but could no longer justify holding it up. KSL Weather with Brett Benson. It's going to be pretty sunny today, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can ditch the winter coat.
We're going to see some clearing skies, kind of the opposite of what we saw yesterday. We had increasing clouds on Monday, and then, of course, the quick-hitting storm system Monday afternoon and evening. Today, in the wake of that, we have some cooler air in place. So even though we'll see some more sunshine this afternoon, temperatures are still going to hold in that low 40s range, a little bit below average for this time of year.
Brett says we'll be several degrees warmer, but then the temperatures fall back into the low 40s. For Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.